Grace to you and peace from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as it turns out, I'm preaching on the optional part of a longer Old Testament reading for this coming Sunday, but what a part it is. One might find an easier passage in Hebrew, but this one's got to be close to the front of the line. There is no exotic vocabulary, no complex syntax. It's not very subtle, just it says what it says, no mincing of words. So it must be important. It is. Here's my a little bit more colloquial English version. Don't do according to what the land of Egypt does, where you used to live. Don't do according to what the land of Canaan does, where I'm taking you to live. And don't go by their patterns. Rather, practice my principles and go by my patterns. And so preserve my patterns and my principles, since the one who is practicing them is alive or has life in or by them. The words of God to his people at Sinai are designed as much for the opportunity to do good as they are to prevent evil. And these words are rather few, not many. Now, I moved away from rules and statutes language on purpose. We are the ones who manufacture burgeoning and verbose laws, statutes, ordinances, and regulations, not God. I think the comment was attributed to Professor Nagel, that the more people abandon the Ten Commandments, the more laws they have to write to compensate. I Googled how many pages in the IRS tax code, and the website townhall.com puts the count at 73,954 pages, an increase of more than a third in 10 years. The fact checker site of the Washington Post is willing to admit that the number of pages of regulations for implementing the Affordable Care Act has reached approximately 10,000. In the 3 years since it was signed into law. Whatever it is that nations like Egypt and Canaan do, it is not congruent with Yahweh's principles. Mishpat in the text is plural, and so denotes judgments or what I'm calling principles, things that Yahweh has, as it were, examined and decided. It is an argument from silence, but the nations do not have mishpat. Singular or plural. They do have patterns, but they are not like the Lord's. Maybe I can't make too much out of it, but there is a hint that the patterns of Egyptian and Canaanite living grow out of what they do, a kind of situational ethics. While how Israel is to live is to grow out of patterns and principles, patterns that are formed from sound principles. And I think we have to take into account here that the logic that rejects Egyptian and Canaanite practices also rejects American ones. Our legal codes swell because they are constantly trying to adjust perceived imbalances. Our legal hermeneutics is precedent, not principle. The brief paragraph of our text ends with a promise, not a threat. There is not an or else. Do what I tell you, or else. Rather, the one who is practicing my patterns and principles has life in them, is alive. It's not even do these things in order to get a life. If there is a conditionality here, it is not of the order if A, then B, or do A to get B, but of the order where A is present, there B also is present. One still may ask why. And there is a repeated phrase that I haven't mentioned yet. Twice, at the very beginning of what Moses is to tell the people, and at the end of the direction to shun the ways of Egypt and Canaan and to follow his way, Yahweh says, I am Yahweh, your God. And at the close of the text, he says even more succinctly, I am Yahweh. What does that repetition entail? The first inclination often is to think it means Yahweh's in charge, all-powerful, sovereign. And of course he is. Lutherans believe in the sovereignty of God too. But we need to remember, as Israel would need to remember, the complete formulation, I am Yahweh, your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of a house of slaves. Why follow Yahweh's patterns and principles instead of those of Egypt or Canaan or America? Because he is our deliverer. He has set us free from the practices and patterns and even the principles under which we were bound. And because he is our deliverer, there is no reason to exchange his principles and patterns for any alternative lifestyles we may encounter ahead. The epistle from a couple of Sundays ago reminded us, for freedom, Christ has set us free and urged us not to submit again to a yoke of slavery, especially to a yoke of slavery to practices and patterns that have no worthy principle. May God grant us to live free according to his gracious reign, centered in his only Son, the Son who sets us free indeed. Amen.